Hey everyone, Matthew Cook, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I am a PGA teaching professional, I'm a published author and speaker, and I'm also a member of the Professional Golfers Association of Great Britain. This podcast has one very clear and simple goal, and that is to help you lower your golf scores. Let's get into it. Hey everyone, Matthew Cook, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy, and I am also the host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. Almost forgot to say it then. I'm so busy wrapped up in the world of Tiger Woods' stats right now. I am with you in episode 21, and we are going to talk about the greatest player of all times, Tiger Woods. This is going to be a fun one for me. The guy is the reason I got into the game. So I want to share something. I posted in a group that I've become quite fond of, just because there's so many golfers talking about golf, and it's just my world. And I asked a question: your favorite player of all time is because, and I'm getting such a good response. Like Ben Hogan, Jack Nicklaus. Obviously, Jack was going to be in there. Seve, Arnold Palmer, Lou Trevino. There's obviously Tiger. Mo Norman, Jack. John Daly. Come on, dude. Got a few John Daly's. I even saw Justin Thomas. Like, I mean, he's a great player, but geez, come on. And there's someone posted Patrick Reed. That you need to leave the group, sir. It's terrible. Ben Hogan, Jack. And then obviously there's a bunch of Tigers. Now I'm just straight up gonna say it. There's not even a debate anymore. Tiger Woods is the greatest of all time. And I'm gonna answer the question I posted in that group on Facebook. Tiger Woods, because. And now I'm just going to reel off the ridiculous stats of Tiger Woods. He has 82 PGA Tour victories. Now, I want to go ahead and say that it was... where was it? Let me find it. Sam Snead won 82, but that was when he was 52. So here we go. The difference, of course, Sam Snead was 52 when he won his 82nd PGA Tour event. Tiger Woods was 43. I mean, if that doesn't just show you how much of a superhuman Tiger Woods is, then I don't know what will. But the guy, he is the reason I got into the game of golf. Golf to me was boring, was old, was unathletic, and then this like Superman appeared, and he made golf look and feel cool. I remember watching one of the DVDs that I used to have on Tiger Woods' life, or his majors, or his there was three DVDs: his life, his legacy, and his majors. And on one of them, they asked him a question about some golf pitch shots or some shot. And he talked about how chicks dig the spin. I mean, I was a lot younger at the time. I just thought it was so cool. That made me love him even more. So let me share some stats that just really will blow your mind. Because the amazing thing with Tiger Woods is his consistency. He's so consistent. And I've heard so much bashful content. I've read so much bashful content and heard so many people bash Tiger Woods. Because of him being wild off the tee and he's inconsistent up and down. And if you look at the stats, he's the most consistent player you will ever see. And through that 10-year period of where he was the number one player in the world in like, when was it? When he won the Masters by 15 strokes, around that time, years ago, his stats are off the chart. He had, I'm going to find the exact stat now. He has a 22.8% success rate, which outshines Ben Hogan, because Ben Hogan was at 21.3%. Brian Nelson was at 18.1%. Can you imagine that? You tee the ball up in a professional PGA Tour event, and you have a 22.8% success rate in the tournaments. That is ridiculous. He's made the cut in 91% of his PGA Tour starts. 91%. Like, holy cow. And I remember him playing like with torn ligaments and all sorts. So let's find some crazy stats from Tiger Woods. So driving distance, these are current stats. 291.1 yards off the tee. Accuracy is 59.15%. Greens in regulation, which I can't believe is still something that is looked at on here. Greens in regulation is really irrelevant. We should be looking. I mentioned this in a podcast. I think it was last night or the day before. Not too many episodes ago. I mentioned a book called Every Shot Counts. You want to look at that and you'll soon realize that it's really, greens in regulation is not something that you should be too concerned about. It's really the proximity to the hole that you should be bothered about, because proximity, you would rather have a 10-foot shot to the hole and be off the green than have a 50-foot putt, because you're statistically more likely to get the ball in the hole in fewer shots from 10 feet than you are 50 feet. Even though you're on the green, you would have another green in regulation, but it's almost irrelevant. So here we go, Tiger Woods. I mean, he's only, well, he's 6 foot, he's 44 now, 185 pounds, and bombs it 290 yards on average. Joined the tour in 1996. PGA Tour victories 82. Here's the long list of PGA Tour victories. Oh my word. Grand Slam of Golf 1998. Ridiculous. So since 1996. Oh, that's his foundation. We don't care too much about that right now. Sorry about that, folks. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty. Accidentally pressed the stop button. All right, let's get back to Tiger Woods. I said that Tiger Woods is the greatest player of all time because I believe he is, but I also wanted to say Tiger Woods because I asked the question to a lot of other people, and I said, and you know, I simply just asked, your favorite player of all time is because. So Tiger Woods is mine, and I'm gonna lay down right now all of the reasons why Tiger Woods is my favorite of all time. And I'm going to give you 10 things of what. No, actually, I'm going to give you 15. Tiger has held the outright 36-hole lead 33 times in his tour career. He went on to win 28 of them. That's an 84.8%. Blooming success clause outright. In comparison, Jack Nicklaus' 36-hole outright conversion rate was 63%. And I mean, I have huge respect for Jack Nicklaus, incredible golfer. But Tiger beats him there. Tiger's 46 PGA Tour wins before he turned 30 would be 8th on the overall all-time win list, one ahead of Walter Hagen. Tiger Woods has missed 15 cuts on the PGA Tour as a professional. Jordan Spieth has missed 13. So someone said, there was a few people actually that said Jordan Spieth was their favourite player and mentioned about how good they are at golf. Obviously they're good, but Spieth's missed 13 cuts. Tiger Woods has missed 15 cuts in it, as a professional. Spieth was 3 years old when Tiger turned pro. Wow. Adjusted scoring averages have been calculated on the PGA Tour since 1988. There are 6 instances where a player's season adjusted scoring average was better than 68.6. They all belong to Woods. Oh my word. Tiger Woods has won 14 major championships. No, oh well, no, he's won more now, obviously. Yeah. Well, this was actually a few years ago. This was right. No other player currently aged 40 or younger has more than 12 career regular PGA Tour wins. Zach Johnson, who at the time was turning 40 in February, has 12. Holy cow. I mean, the guy's statistics are off the chart. All right. Tiger Woods. I wonder how old this statistic was, because he says 14 majors. He's won 15 now. Well, Tiger Woods is credited with 40 career wins on the European Tour, third most all-time. Woods has never played a full season on the European Tour. Tiger's the only player since World War II to win a PGA Tour event PGA Tour event 4 straight years. He did it 2 different times. Tiger is the only player in PGA Tour history to win 8 or more times on a single course. He has done it on 3 different courses. Wow. Tiger has won 5 straight PGA Tour starts 3 different times over the last 60 years. He is the only player to do it once. Whew. From 1997 through 2008, Tiger led or co-led following any round in a major 42 different times. Second on the list in that span was Phil Mickelson. But I'm surprised more people didn't mention Phil. With 13, Woods won 14 majors in that span. Tiger Woods has 18 career World Golf Championship victories, second on the all-time list. Ogilvy has 3. Tiger Woods had 142... Hang on a minute. Tiger Woods had 142 consecutive PGA Tour events without missing a cut. My God. From 1998 to 2005. That is 29 more than the second longest streak in the Tour's history. Brian Nelson, 113 in a row. There are only 4 other such streaks event, even half as long as Woods. Wow. In a stretch from the middle of 1999 season through the middle of 2001 season, Tiger Woods won 20 of the 38 stroke play events he played on the tour. Wow. In those events, Woods was a combined 472 under par, a cumulative score 307 shots better than anyone else. Vijay Singh was second to that. I don't know what Vijay Singh's was, but he was second. 307 shots. So work it out. 307 shots better than... Oh, my God. All right. Major reason for me. From 1997 through 2008, Tiger Woods was a combined 126 under par in majors. There are 138 other players who played at least 40 rounds in major championships in that span. Among that group, Woods was a staggering 189 shots better than anyone else. Second on the list, Joe Ogilvy at 63 over. My God, that's crazy. So that is, Tiger Woods is by far the greatest player of all time. He's my favorite player. And those are just a handful of reasons why. That's all from me tonight. I will be back tomorrow talking about putting, actually. So, speak to you then.